Hello, my name is Ines Pedro, and I'll talk to you about nanomedicines-based phototherapy with bioengineered hydrogels for skin cancer treatment. Skin cancer accounts for about 40% of all cancer cases, and it can be divided into two main categories: non-melanoma skin cancer and melanoma. Non-melanoma skin cancers have been reported as the most common cancer type worldwide, resulting in about 3 million new cases each year. About 80% of all non-melanoma skin cases correspond to basal cell carcinoma. For basal cell carcinoma, the main available treatments are of surgical nature: radiation therapy, photodynamic therapy, and topical chemotherapy. Surgical treatments are invasive and can cause poor aesthetic and functional outcomes. Even with such a wide variety of possible treatments, the recurrence rates are high, and so are the side effects. Graphene-based materials have several properties that make them so interesting for biomedical applications, namely chemical and physical properties, remarkable thermal and electrical conductivity, high surface area and small particle size, and high absorption in the near-infrared regions, presenting itself as potential agents for photothermal therapy of skin cancer. Hydrogels have long been looked at as a versatile material for a wide range of biomedical purposes. Natural polymers like alginate, pectin, hyaluronic acid, and chitosan are a good base material since they share resemblances to extracellular matrix components and functions, being very biocompatible. Here, we propose a combination of natural polymer-based hydrogels, NBH, incorporated with reduced nanographene oxide, RGON, for photothermal therapy as a new treatment for skin cancer. Firstly, graphene-based materials were produced from graphite powder through modified Ulmer's method to obtain graphite oxide. Graphite oxide was sonicated into nanographene oxide, GON. Reduced nanographene oxide, RGON, was obtained through photoreduction of GON. Next, graphene-based materials were characterized. GON and RGON present a size around 200 nanometers and surface charges under minus 30 millivolts, so they are water stable. As shown in the UV visible spectra, RGON spectra does not present a shoulder peak around 300 nanometers, proving the successful reduction of GON. RGON has increased absorption in the knee region when compared to GON. Heating curves of GON and RGON after 30 minutes irradiation show that RGON have a higher light to heat conversion than GON, reaching a maximum temperature of 50.5 degrees. Hydrogels were mechanically characterized by compression tests on a texture analyzer and a tendency for an increase in Young's modulus with the increase of graphene-based material content in the hydrogels can be seen. For the conditions where the hydrogels were incubated in calcium chloride, the Young's modulus is higher. After incubation in cell culture media, the hydrogels tend to become softer, resulting in lower Young's modulus. Heating curves of hydrogels after 30 minutes irradiation show that hydrogels with higher RGON content have a higher light to heat conversion, reaching 48.5 degrees. In the thermal image, it is clear to see that the increase in temperature is much higher for RGON-containing hydrogels. To design a printable hydrogel, it was necessary to modulate viscosity for potential extrusion bioprinting. Some hydrogels were too liquid, others were too reticulated, so they would aggregate. But it was possible to obtain one that poured out of the syringe as stable filaments. The cytotoxicity of the produced hydrogels was assessed through an extract exposure assay, where carcinoma cells and fibroblasts were seeded and hydrogels were incubated in complete medium for 24 hours. After the 24 hours passed, the cell culture medium was replaced by the medium where the hydrogels were incubated, and a rhizasterin assay was performed after 24 hours to evaluate cell viability. For all conditions, there was no significant difference in cell viability between the cell control and the hydrogels. It was clear that all extracts of the hydrogels have no discernible cytotoxic effects on cells' metabolic activity. All results are above the 70% mark, so the hydrogel extracts are biocompatible. To conclude, natural polymer-based hydrogels and RGON natural polymer-based hydrogels have tunable mechanical properties, are bioprintable, and can reach temperatures within the mild hyperthermia range, so they can be used for photothermal therapy of skin cancer. All hydrogel extracts are non-toxic for both types of cells. These results demonstrate the ability of RGON inclusion to add photothermal therapy properties to natural polymer-based hydrogels useful for skin cancer treatments and tissue regeneration.